So, I've come to a bit of a realization. And I'm being serious. This is not this is not a shit post. This is not a joke. I think I finally believe that I'm sexy. I don't know. Maybe it's a maturity thing. But I was out yesterday. And I'm too high to tell stories. I'm sorry. But you know what? I know it's not uncommon, but when I get high, I just want to fuck everything in sight at once. God, I fucking love that idea. Some of my more extreme is not the right word, but wilder, let's say. And my wilder fantasies, the thing just, oh God, completely undoes me is the idea that there are so many men fucking you. So many cocks in you. That they're just moving you. Moving your body for you. Like off the ground. Oh, fuck that idea. Just. What is it about kinks? What's happening in our brain that something that means nothing to one person can be the ultimate aphrodisiac to another? What is that brain chemistry? I'd fuck someone with a brain. I just realized how stoned that sounded. Oh, God. I had someone inquire if I might want to be in a threesome with two bi-curious guys. And, you know, my answers to those questions are honest and always the same, which is I find very little arousing about that thought just completely unraveled in the back of my mind, and I can't focus. I can't remember what I was going to tell you. What I was going to tell you. But fuck. What I feel right now, what is completely coursing through, no, not coursing. Coursing's not the right word. It's bubbling. Bubbling through my veins and arteries, I suppose. Oh god, total mindfuck. What the fuck was I saying? I honestly don't know. Oh, this is terrible. I swear I'm not trying to be a tease. I just keep losing my train of thought. And still trying to be, you know, my incredible sexy self, so my tongue is planted firmly in my cheek on that one. Oh, get your head out of the gutter. That comes later. I mean, not the gutter, but God, I need sex. I need it. And I'm not trying to be, you know, sexy or try to turn you on, but my God, we really need it. We need that warmth. We need that comfort. We need that companionship. And yeah, we need the orgasms, I mean. Isn't that kind of the whole point? I mean, not that it has to be the point, but... fuck, I feel really good right now. Really good. Like, I'm... pretty sure that if this room was suddenly filled with men, I would fuck them until I passed out. Yeah. I wonder how many marriages would have been saved if marijuana had always been legal in the States. Stay with me on this one. So many people experience heightened libido on pot. What if it had always been legal? And then husbands who, well, I don't mean this in any, I say this with love, they will fuck all day long if you let them. But what if it just, it could have become a thing, like that the wives just smoked and the husbands just, or like take edibles and then watch the clock. Be like, okay, in about 45 minutes, I'm getting some. Oh, fuck. I spent a lot of time outside yesterday. And why is it that I always have to take my shirt off? I do. I just fucking need to feel a man in my bed. I need to feel to feel sexy. I don't think you're alone in saying that lots of times you doubt just how attractive you are, and that maybe, just maybe, if you walked out that door right now, went into a bar, approached two younger men, and asked them if they wanted to fuck, the answer would probably be fuck yeah. We are, it's amazing. I was with friends yesterday. Yeah, it was a great day. And two are engaged, man and woman. And he is the sweetest guy you could ever meet. But, you know, chemistry is chemistry, and I don't find anything about him arousing. But then here's, you know, my other friend who's in love with the first friend, and she's looking at him like they're having an eye conversation, you know, and you know having, like, you know, I'm talking about like our friend, and they're having an eye conversation, and oh my god, I just lost my mind. Oh my god. Fuck, I hope I don't have to, like, drive somebody somewhere or drive myself somewhere. This is kind of crazy. Oh man, but see. Why can't people be honest? You know, because I'm one of those people that if I'm with you, I am all in. Like, life is too short to, you know, fuck around. But, you know, for her, he does it. He does it. He can make her come spasm with a look. He can make her knees weak with his kiss. He can transport her place where it's just them, just being for each other and fucking lots and lots and lots and lots of fucking. There was a moment yesterday, and I was just a rather large bunch of friends, and this guy around my age, really fit, and in my eyes, very, very handsome, and he was nice enough, and it was nothing sleazy about it, but, you know, just kind of playfully flirting with him. It was the kind of thing, like, I'm, you know, probably gonna be at this event for another hour, and then I'll never even know your name, so. But I was looking at him, and, oh my god, just like, I can't imagine what it must be like for men, because I know what I want to do right now. Did I mention I want to fuck? I really, really want to. This is just a statement online. I really do. When there's a relationship or some sort of trust, doesn't have to be for a shattering love, you know? And I don't know. I don't know where that thought just went. But I know where I'd like to put your cock. I really, oh, fuck. There's gotta be something Darwinian about some of these images. Everybody has them, but God, I know. Really, what? I'm not doing anything, but I can tell. A woman knows these things. Oh, but I was looking at him, and there was part of me that wanted to just proposition him. And the more I thought about it, the simpler it seemed. I think we get really anxious about, you know, finding a partner and just being accepted by a romantic partner, that we forget that we are animals. We are not that much different from the great apes, right? I mean, we share like 99.9 something percent, that's it, percent of the same DNA. Somebody needs to fuck me. I could meet you tomorrow. Oh, I could meet you today. When I find you, I'm gonna rock your world. Treat me the way I need to be treated, and I'm a puddle of cum in your hands. Is there something psychologically twisted about? There goes that train again. It's coming by more frequently. In case I haven't mentioned, apparently I'm hungry. That was my stomach. Shocker, right? High and hungry. I don't know. You wanna fuck? rules, no boundaries, no, you know, just, my body needs a body, and you're here, so let's do this. Oh, God, wouldn't that be great? And I suppose there's nothing preventing me from doing that, except the paralyzing fear of rejection. Oh, fuck, I feel so good. Needs to be something there for you to get that kind of fuck out of me, but I just noticed I've been doing this for like 21 minutes and I have very little memory of what I said, so I'm gonna stop here before my battery dies. Did I mention cliches, but yeah, it's true, you know, that feeling where you don't know where your body ends and theirs begins.